Do just setting up the live stream. So, it's a process, everybody.
Always.
It's always a process.
Always a process.
But, allows us to do a bunch of stuff that we couldn't do before. So, there we go. Good evening, everybody. And welcome to Sunday Chat with Jean-Luc and Nick. Tonight we will be talking about organization and planning. We talked about it a bit last week. We touched upon it a little bit, providing a few ideas of things that we've already done in our lives, how we've combined tasks together in certain ways. So tonight we'll talk a bit more about why planning is important. We'll also present to you guys, how we take some of the tips that we're going to give you, and then we're going to give some examples of some of the ways that we've used these examples in our own lives, so you guys can kind of understand. Plus, I also took our own, I guess, finance sheet, whatever you want to call it, our sheet that we use to do our budgeting for our own, our own stuff, and I can actually show you guys tonight. I'll be able to share a screen and show you guys what we do with that as well. So tonight's going to be kind of a, show and tell, showing different things that that we're actually using and doing. So we will get started. So first off, I want to do some bit of announcements. This week we have a few sessions coming up. We have Power Up with Antoinette tomorrow at noon, then Power Up with Jean-Luc and I on Monday at 8 and Tuesday at 8 o'clock, so two nights in a row. Then Antoinette is back at noon on Wednesday. And she'll be doing a UDU session on Wednesday, 8 o'clock, which will be about Embrace Your Journey, Summer Prep and Fitness Fun. Then on Thursday, Feed Your Joy with Kieran will be Nourish Your Well-Being, Ayurveda for Women's Health. Then on Friday at 11 a.m. is the live Feed Your Joy cooking class with Kieran, followed by a power up at 1:30 p.m. And then next Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning is power up with Jean-Luc and Nick. And then 7 p.m. next week at this time will be another power up with Jean-Luc and Nick. And don't forget that we teach steps daily. We were actually hoping this week that we will be able to do a full week again. So if you're watching and you want to sign up, make sure you go to jeanlucandnick.com/step to register or RSVP for a class. This is how you get your Zoom link. Basic classes are at 5:30 p.m. Monday to Wednesday, at 9 a.m. Saturdays as well. And then advanced classes are 7 a.m. Monday to Friday and 10 a.m. on Sundays.
And I
Go ahead,
did want
hun.
to fix something that you said there, hun. There's one little thing that you did say incorrect.
Oh, okay.
It's actually not Jean-Luc and Nick next week. It's and Nick, because I'm not going to be
Oh,
around,
yes, it's.
most likely.
No, next Sunday you'll be around.
I'll be around next Sunday. Oh, you're right. This week I will
We're
be all around.
fine.
Never mind.
It's
So we're fine.
next week.
It's the
Next week.
following week that is just and Nick.
It'll be just Nick.
No,
Just
and Nick. It's
and
Jean-Luc
Nick.
and Nick. So it's just and Nick.
Yeah,
But that's
it's
I keep for thinking it's like you're right, it's not tomorrow, it's next week.
exactly. So that will be happening. Yes, Jean-Luc will be getting his surgery soon. So for those who don't know, Jean-Luc is getting his tonsils taken out. So that'll be happening March 18th. So I will be alone teaching step for a bit, and doing stuff like this for a bit on my own. Okay, so any other announcements? Yes, we're also climbing the CN Tower on April 21st at 8 a.m. So if you want to register to come with us, please let us know. We'll give you the information. You can also donate. So if you don't want to climb but you want to donate, I still need some donations for me. So if anybody wants to donate to me, let
Me
me
too.
know, and then we'll send you the link. So if you don't have to climb, you can help us raise some money for the animals if that's what you want to do. And Jean-Luc and I are also going to be going to Rustic Mama. So there's two weekends that are still available that still have room. There's one in Huntsville at Camp Erewhon on May 31st, which still has room. And there's also a on June 14th, there's one in Halliburton at Camp White Pine, which is the 100th retreat, which we are excited to go. My mom will be at that one as well, and a few people from P3 will be there as well. So if you want to try Rustic Mama, we'll be at the first one. There's another one in May, but that one is sold out now. So there's only two more spots left for for June. So if you guys have done Rustic Mama in the past and want to do it again and want to do it in the summertime instead of the fall, come join us in May or June for some fun being rustic. Remember, if you have any suggestions or if you want to Send us any questions for us or comments, to send us an email, admin@p3experience.com. And on that note, Jean-Luc, let's start talking about planning and strategic planning and, being organized.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting topic because we talk about this all the time. It's something that, it is really a huge part of being able to keep up with the world today. And I think in just general, right? Like you need a calendar, you need to have things established. Maybe because we talk about routine and planning are somewhat a little bit different, right? Routines are things you tend to do every single day, all the time. You can plan to have a routine, but I honestly think that your routine is something that doesn't change, is most likely things that are very, very stagnant, not stagnant, that's not the word I'm looking for, but fixed in your calendar. That's what a routine is, are things that are fixed. But all the other things you do in your life, you need to plan for. And I think that's what's important. Like, you know what I mean? Waking up and brushing your teeth, making your bed, eating breakfast, having lunch, having dinner. That's routine because we do it all the time. But we plan for other things. We need to plan for, a plan for paying your bills. You need to plan that. It can eventually become routine, but as you start planning things more and more, I think those situations can really help you out because the more you plan things, the more they become a ritual for yourself.
Well, I think a lot of us have had careers, we've worked in certain scenarios, either, teaching, whatever career, or even we've been part of certain things that were planned in the past. And when things aren't planned in the correct way, or things are not planned in a way that's planned in a good way, then you know that you'll get the situation and you remember that moment. Oh my God, that was such a badly, poorly organized event. I would never want to go. Like, that's what you remember those events, those ones that were the ones that you went to that were terrible. And so it's the same thing with your life, right? Your life, if you unorganize your life, your brain will kind of feel the same way about what you're going through in life. It's like, why, oh my God, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to be this scattered. And that's what happens with organizing your life. You sometimes need to do that so that you actually have clarity. And like Jean-Luc said, you can then create routines and things start making sense for you. And it's not just about that. It's also, we talked about this last week, it's also about time and, available time in life. There's only 24 hours in every day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. This week is an extra day, but what else are we going to add to that day this year? More work
This year, not this week, but yeah.
this year. Yeah, sorry, this year. But seriously, time is fleeting. And so time is, and they say this all the time is money. And this is something that Jean-Luc and I both firmly believe in. Our time, and we mean time is money, and time is worth, has worth. Time is important. Time together is important. Time with, doing events, doing fun things, and enjoying ourselves is important. But also that means that we have to find the time to do these things. And how do you do that? By planning, by being more strategic in how you do things. And that's why tonight this conversation is being brought up, because last week we talked to you guys, about self-care, going out with friends, doing things that you enjoy doing, because that's important. You have to have that part of your life. But if you can't find time to do that,
That's exactly what I was going to say. You need to be able to find the time to do that. And if you are not as organized or you don't have things planned out as much as you, not to the point where there's no flexibility, but when you have things planned out to an extent, it really allows you to find spare time or it allows you to move things around in a different way in order for you to create that spare time, and in order for you to feel complete. I really honestly think when you're planned and you're organized and you have things set out for yourself, you feel more complete in certain ways.
exactly. So we're gonna go through a few of the reasons why it's important to plan. So we talked about it a bit already, but we actually have a few that we want to talk about in detail a bit more and explain why it's important to have these specific why it's important to have these specific why it's important to plan with these items in mind. So the first one I want to talk about is efficiency. So when you're planning and when you're really thinking about your life and how you want things to go, you tend to want to become more efficient. And what I mean by efficient is you want to do things in a way that are wasting the least amount of time. It's about streamlining processes. And you hear about this all the time in the business world. You know, people saying re-exploring processes to make sure, or automating a process, or making things a little bit more efficient. And it's some people say, oh, well, why do we do that? You know, it's eliminating, you know, it's eliminating these jobs, or it's eliminating these things that we're doing right now. But you know what? By removing that aspect of, you know, caring about that piece of work, now you're able to concentrate on other things.
And
Think
I
about it this
honestly,
way. And oh, sorry, I was
go
going to
for
make
it.
another
Nope.
point. Think about it this way, and I'll tell you what I equate this to. Think of all the technology and what's been invented in the last 100 years in the world. You know, humans have been around for centuries, and in the last 100 years, the amount of population boom, all the technology, our phones, electricity, all the stuff that came out in the last 100 years. Why did that start happening? It's because things started being no longer in the minds of regular human beings. Back in the 200 years ago, you had to survive. You had to make your own clothes, your own food. So you had to worry about all these things, and your time was busy with that all the time. But then, you know, the governments or the companies came out with food you can buy at a grocery store. So you no longer had to make your own food anywhere. You can actually go buy it. That removed that extra work. So you became more efficient. And that task, now we were able to do something else. You're able to do maybe concentrate on a skill you had, or on something else you can do. And that's why efficiency is important. I know a lot of the times, a lot of us don't want to have efficiency. A lot of us get angry about things changing, but we wouldn't be where we are today and have the things we have today if things were always being more efficient, becoming better and better all the time.
Another thing we want to talk about a little bit is time management, because you know, once you actually are organized, like people who are organized have an actual better understanding at what tasks should be completed first, or which will help them at in that moment, because what might need to be completed today might not be the same thing that needs to be completed tomorrow. So having that time management and knowing to be able to say, okay, I know I'm going to need this amount of time to do this specific task, and really looking into that and saying, do I have time to do that today? Is this something that I can actually squeeze in my day to day? Can I plan for this to be done? If I have three doctor's appointments, I have to pick up the kids out of school, I have to do this, and then my task of the day is going to spend, I don't know, going to get my oil changed, right? Which is wasted time in a way, because it's time where I no longer have my vehicle. It has to be parked somewhere else, but I have three appointments and my kids to pick up. How am I going to fit that into my time management of that day? So that's where, you know, being able to manage your time and knowing how long each task could approximately take you in order for you to be able to schedule it appropriate for yourself.
Another thing that having planning does for you is reduce stress, because we've talked about this in the past. When you are having, you know, your regular week, and you have all your meals planned, you know, you created your meal plan, you put the meals in the fridge, you prepped everything you needed, so you're ready for the week. How smooth does that week go? Most of the time, that's one of the smoothest weeks ever. But then those weeks that you don't plan, the weeks that you're out of town and you show up last minute, you can't have time to do all your groceries, so things are thrown out of the whack. And we've all gone through those weeks. So that's what, you know, having good planning allows you to have less stress, because you have time to just, you know, you're worry free. You've already planned for all this. So when the things happen, you're already ready for it, because you're ready for everything, because you plan for it.
Another thing is improve productivity. When you have things ready and at your fingertips, you can do things a lot faster and do more things at a faster speed, faster pace is the word I'm looking for. Think of it this way. I look at it as like a car factory, a car manufacturer, okay? Years ago, when they were making cars, how many cars could they actually reproduce? Not many,
Two,
right?
one a
In
day.
a one a day, potentially, when it first started, maybe 100 a day. Now they can do thousands a day because it's all on a line, it's all on a belt. Everybody has their own little, their specific, you know, thing that they need to work on, and then it's a conveyor belt. It's just like when you're making, even another example is cooking in the kitchen. If you're making something that has steps, like if you're making egg rolls, having it all laid out for you and having an assembly line makes you more productive. It increases your productivity as well, because things are laid out for you in a specific order and allowing you to get things done faster which in the end ends up making you be more productive.
Another thing that planning does is makes you a better decision maker. And that's because we most of the time when you plan things out, you already know you can anticipate things ahead that are going to come up. And this is the thing that Jean-Luc and I do a lot of. So some of you've seen my famous trip planning document, and I might show it tonight to show you the extent of what I do to plan. And you don't have to be as crazy as me. I'm an extreme planner, okay? I'm like the far distance. You can push back a little bit, okay? You don't have to be as organized as me. But having that kind of detail means that if we're on this vacation and something happens, I don't have to be like, oh my God, where's my insurance number? Where's this? Where's that number? I literally organize everything in a way so that when something happens, I can make a quick split decision because I know where everything is. I don't have to delay and find and try to look for things or figure things out. It also works in different ways for like our calendar. We're talking about Calendly in a power up this weekend or yesterday, and we're going to possibly show it. You should talk about that tonight as well. Calendly is another thing for us that we had a hard time making decisions for meetings, and I'll explain. Jean-Luc and I are very busy. We work our full-time jobs. We do P3. We teach step. Plus, we have our friends and family, regular doctor's appointments, and plus, we have to coordinate our calendars with Kieran and Antonetta for P3 and all that. So there's a lot of calendars going around that we have to take care of. And so how do we make sure that we organize ourselves so we never book ourselves, that we don't forget something? So one of our rules, Jean-Luc and I, is the second something comes in, it goes in our calendar, even if it's tentative. We put it in right away because then if someone else asks us a question, we're like, oh, sorry, somebody's already asked us at that time. We're not sure yet. We'll let you know. So we always put it right away in our calendar. Also, we use a Calendly app, which is a website that allows us to share our calendars with people without us having to negotiate times with people. So that's another way that it makes us better at decision making because now the decision is out of our hands. We don't actually to negotiate a time to meet with people. We just give them this and say, hey, look at this calendar, book any time on there, you're good to go, and we're fine, and the decision's been made.
Right, because we have already preempted where our decisions are, where we make ourselves available,
Exactly.
which is awesome. The next one is enhances professionalism. And you're like, how can me being more organized enhance professionalism? Well, duh. I'm going to say it. It's obvious. As soon as when you have things at your fingertips and easily accessible, and when people ask you something, you're like, yep, here you go. Oh, here you go. People look at you in a different light, and you look at yourself in a different light. You feel a little bit more on top of your game. You feel a little bit more able to say, you know what? I'm able to pivot on a spur of the moment because of how much I have organized. Not always planned. Things can be planned, but they don't need to be planned as like strict as Nick is at times. But you need to find where your level of organization falls into place. Not everybody's level of organization is going to be the same, but as long as it's making you feel good about yourself, because having that professional feeling about yourself really does help you throughout your journey as well. Because it makes you reliable, people look at you differently. You feel like you could be relied upon, which is always a great thing.
Exactly. So the next thing that it also allows you to do, being planning, also allows you to reach your goals. It allows you to achieve your goals because, again, same to what Jean-Luc said, and what I said before, because you're better at making decisions. You're more. You're it enhances your professionalism because it also makes you more productive. Because of all these reasons, it ends up allowing you to achieve your goals. And think about it, when you're at work or when you're at school or in any environment where you're in a team. If the team is all organized and things are assigned correctly and you have everything, laid out what the team is going to be achieving, think about a wedding and a party. But if things are really well delegated and things are really well organized, things go well. But if you are not organized, think of events that have gone out. Has anybody heard recently about the Willy Wonka event happened in the UK? I don't know if
I
you heard the
haven't heard about
story.
it, no.
So go Google it, but I'll tell you what exactly. So there was these beautiful posters made with this wonderful Willy Wonka experience happening in the UK. It's going to be a mesmerizing
Oh,
experience.
I did
And
see that on TikTok,
they showed
actually.
up, and it was literally it was like a warehouse with like the plastic, candy canes and like a backdrop. Like, and it was supposed to be like an immersive experience, and it was not. So that's exactly what that's planning and being able to know what you need to do. You know, you create an event that's gonna be memorable. Think P3 travel experience trip to Dominican Republic. It was a success for those who were there. So, you know, those were planned well, but things that aren't planned well end up like the one in the UK, right? So you hear about the differences, and that's the same thing in your life. If you plan your life, think about it the same way as planning an event. Planning yourself is planning your own success, planning you to achieve your goals.
Another thing that it does too is it optimizes your resources. So by being organized and planning things out, you're less wasteful. Okay. And when we talk about wasteful, it could be you waste less foods because you have the amount of food that you need in your house for that specific amount of time. You waste less products as far as, you know, just things in it, like gas. If you know where you're going, you're not driving around aimlessly. You're not using gas for no reason. You actually know where you're going. You're planned ahead. You have that efficiency once again. So you're optimizing your resources. And the best resource about the rest resource you're optimizing is your time. Because Nick mentioned it earlier, time is priceless. You can't put a value to your time. Well, you can because you can charge people hourly, but you're not going to pay yourself hourly to go do something, are you? Right? Normally, right? You don't say, well, if I go do this, I'm going to give myself. Maybe we should start doing that. Maybe if we actually paid ourselves to do our own chores, we might be more willing to do them efficiently and resourcefully because we'd be getting money in the long run, right? So maybe that's something you can start thinking about, adapting a tool that helps you and saying, every time I do things or in an organized fashion, I'm going to give myself $5. Something as silly as that might be something to think about.
Another thing that planning also allows you to do is have accountability. Accountability. Ooh, that's a hard word to say. My French tongue's coming out there. Accountability. The reason that it brings you that is because by planning, by re registering what you're doing, you're being apt more to keep records of what's going on. So think about, when you're creating your grocery list or your task list or things that you've really organized and you've really written out what you're going to be doing, a project plan, you're going to write an essay. Why do you think they always tell you to write a plan for your, business plan? Any of these things always start with a rough outline of what you want to do. And so I eventually that thing you're building is going to become a full-fledged project. So by having these tasks defined, you are actually setting your plan in motion. And at the end, when you're done that task, the task you achieved, you have a full history of what you've just done. And so it's a way for yourself to keep yourself accountable and a way for yourself to see, what have you achieved? What have you done? And I'm a big proponent of that. I've talked about this before, having my task list and I go to the minute detail. I don't just say vacuum. I say vacuum living room, vacuum bedroom, dust living room. And I break it down into smaller tasks because I'm a person that loves that check mark. I love crossing things out. I love having a list of 100 things, the more things are possible, and in one day knocking out 50 of them because they were all small things, but I knocked out 50 things that day. How much better is that than, I did three. I did 50 things today. I might have done 50 out of 100, but it's better than 2 out of 3, right? So, but sounds a bit more impressive doing 50. That's what
It's
I
a
think
lot of,
anyways.
I think that comes down to perspective as well too, right? I
Yeah.
think when we see bigger numbers when we're accomplishing something, we feel more successful. And it's just that numbers, that number game that our brain plays on us. The
Exactly.
last thing I want to talk about is adaptability. And I think this is a funny thing about planning and organizing because I will say this, people who are over-planned and over-organized in the sense where that they only have one plan to do something sometimes. Adaptability can be very could be a struggle. So finding and being able to include being adaptable throughout your planning is very, very important. Because if you are a person who is organized and you are planning things out, but you are able to adapt the plan if something doesn't go the way you expected it to go. So it's almost like when you're planning an event or you're planning something or you're going to the grocery stores and you have something on your list and you're really set on buying something, making sure you almost have like a plan B or a backup just in case the thing you don't want isn't there or something that isn't or not available. So that way you're like, okay, well, that's not going to work. I can change, I can pivot on a dime and still be adaptable to my plan or my routine and keep going. I'm not, this is not going to be the end of the world. And it's not going to stop me from, continuing on what my target or my goal is.
So now that we've talked to you about the importance of why we feel planning and being strategic in our time is important to us, we're actually going to talk to you guys about ways you can actually improve your own strategic planning and how you can actually change the way you live your life and set and use tools so that you guys can either improve areas of your life and make them more efficient and then add more time to do the other things, so then you can also possibly have more time in your life to do other things that you enjoy. So one of the first things that you need to do when you want to start being a good planner is to set yourself clear goals. So you can't just say, I want to become a good planner, period. It can't just be, it's just not a light you turn on. It is a skill you learn just like everything else. So you want to learn to plan. Where do you want to learn to plan? What area of your life is the area that you want to plan? Is it, your daily chores? Is it, I want my finances to be planned better. What area do you want to plan in your life? Once you figure that out, set the clear goals, write down the list. I want to do this. This is what I want to do for my planning. Create that first list right away and then start tackling it. Look at the task, look at the list of things, and you can include everywhere you want to plan your life. You can say, this is my full list. It's the brain dump of everything. And then after you put that list down, say, okay, where am I going to go first? Which area of my life do I want to plan the most?
And that's what falls into the prioritizing these tasks and these goals. And sometimes when you write them down, you know what's really good about it is you start noticing that some of these goals, some of these tasks that you are trying to plan out actually maybe are linked together, right? So that's where I really want to throw in a little bit that sometimes we have a lot of little things that we don't realize can be piggybacked as one goal or as one task. For example, like, oh, okay, well, I need to clean out I want to just wipe down the bottoms of all of my drawers in my kitchen. Well, that's a great time to organize your drawers at the same time and do an inventory of what's in those drawers. Two things, two different tasks, but can be done simultaneously. And I don't want anyone to confuse when we say doing two multiple things at once. I don't want you to think, oh, you need to multitask everything you do. That's not what I want to say, because sometimes when we hear the word multitask, we get overwhelmed with what multitasking is, and we start doing 17 things all at once, and nothing ever gets complete. So, piggybacking tasks and prioritizing tasks is not the same as multitasking. Certain things can be multitasked, and certain things maybe shouldn't be multitasked, right? So keep that in mind when you're trying to create that list of or setting those goals or prioritizing those goals.
So one of the tips is to use tools and systems. And this is where we're going to kind of show you guys tonight a few of the tools and systems we use. So Jean-Luc is going to open on his phone. I want you to get Google Keep ready on your phone, hon. I'm going to show you guys a few things on my laptop right now. I'll share screen and I'll show you some of the tools we use and why we use them. And the reason behind having these kinds of tools help us, I guess help us plan our life better. It also helps us be more efficient. And so here's the first one I want to show you guys. It's called Google Sheets. So for the reason why this is important to Jean-Luc and I, and specifically myself, is we use it to plan out our lives, basically. We use it to, set up different things, like from P3, as you can see right here, to our personal finances. And so we use this, and you could take courses online that are free for Google Sheets. It's basically allows you to present data in a tabular format. And if you need some I'm very good at using Google Sheets, so I use it profusely. I use it for everything we do. But What it does is allows me to put into one spot some information that I think is necessary. It also allows me to look at this wherever I go. So because this is online, I can go look at this anywhere we're at, anywhere we are in the world. I can log in and see, you know, what did I create? What did I put in my sheets? So
And
another
you can also have other people collaborating with you on that
exactly.
sheet.
So this is actually our world of P3. This is our P3 planner. This is actually what Jean-Luc, Antoine, myself, and Kieran use to plan everything for P3. And I use this a lot. And what it allows me to do is, you know, I can actually filter stuff. So say, for example, I want to know what are all the Sunday chats that are happening in the coming, you know, I clear this out. I can say, what are all the Sunday chats coming up in the next little while? And it allows me to find out, you know, these are the two coming up on our schedule. So it's a lot of it allows me to do different things and allows us to share and collaborate. And I also use it to organize. Like I have a very good organization system in here as well. So that's one thing we use is Google Sheets. And the way that we use it is for our financial planning. So again, when we do these sessions about, you know, wellness, it's not just about wellness in terms of, you know, your heart, your skin, your gut. You know, it's not just health, it's also health, financial health. And so we've talked about this before, and that's why I'm showing this today. So Jean-Luc and I use this to track our finances. And what we do is I always have 3 months rolling, and I basically, you know, put in our accounts, what we have, everything coming out that month, and then what dates they come out, and then what the amount is we'll have at the end of the month. And then I have the next month in there as well, et cetera, et cetera. So this kind of lets me budget, you know, plan out what's coming up in the next few months with bills that I know are, you know, and I also have dates, which, you know, it allows me to know when things are actually due. I also have a debt and asset projections, which, you know, you put in any of your credit cards, loans, mortgage, everything, all your assets, things that your investments, you know, investments and things like that. And you put in the amounts. And then this also helps me to calculate where I think our debt should be in a year. So this again, and there's little formulas that, you know, if you put in a number here, it does. So this you'd have to learn this kind of stuff, but this allows Jean-Luc and I to track our finances. Why is this important? Finances are one of the biggest causes of stress for people and couples. One of the highest causes of stress. What does stress do? Weight gain. And so if you stress about finances, you have to find tools that will help you and make it efficient and easy for you to keep track of your finances. Because again, it's something that's not fun to do. Jean-Luc did not enjoy doing it before I met him. It's not something you enjoy doing at all. And so I met him, and so I took on that responsibility for us as a couple. But if you don't like doing it, then find someone who can help you who does, because it's important. You have it's one of the major things that affect people is finances in the world. So
I want you to share screens again, hon, because you can show Google Keep on the computer,
okay.
and it's just easier than me trying to show it on the phone, because I think that's a really it is available on it is a Google product, and that's what we really like about Google. And we don't get paid by Google in any means. It's not like we're like promoting them, but
I
they do.
wish.
We honestly, this whole idea of having it accessible to where everywhere we go is what has made it great for us. So we can always go look at what we need to look at because it's always available for us. It's not like we have to, if it's on a computer at home or anything like that. Back in the day, especially back in the day, now that we have laptops, I guess if you have your laptop with you everywhere you go, it's not as bad. But the thing is if you don't have your laptop and you need to check something on one of your documents, how do you go check it, right? So if you're at a friend's house, at least if you sign into your Google account, you can go check these Google documents from your friend's computer because it is in a Google server somewhere. So as far as Google Keep goes, this is where we usually
So
this is
I'm gonna put it
oh.
up now on screen so you can talk about it, hun.
Perfect. Yep. My screen's frozen right now, so.
One
So I'll just give
second.
you guys a little bit of a history as far as why we decided to go with Google Keep. So this is exactly what my Google Keep looks like. This is our grocery list, as you can see, and it's a checked grocery list. So you can create all sorts of different lists on here. So you see that little box that Nick is checking off? It actually removes it from the list as he's checking it off, but it doesn't delete it. It all it does is it brings it down to the bottom of the items that have been already purchased from our grocery. So Nick's going to scroll down now, and as you can see, it's crossed off everything that we purchased today. If he takes the mouse and he unchecks toothpaste, and we scroll back up, toothpaste now gets re-added to our list. Another cool thing is this is on a computer. It's on our phones. It's everywhere. And it's a live active list, which means if I'm somewhere and Nick wants to send me a message of some kind or add something to the grocery list, he can create this list. He can add to this list live for me. So it's not like a delay. It actually just gets updated automatically on my phone as well. Not only do we use it for groceries, but if you want to X out of there, we use it for, I have information for my mom. I have information on different things that I've created in order for me to be able to go back and do quick references to. So like using these items aren't only for grocery lists. They can be for collaborations with other people. So that way you guys have an ongoing, if you're working on a project with somebody, if you're working on a party organizing, these types of tools come in very, very handy.
So another thing that we use, so I'm going to show you guys Calendly
I was
next.
going to say Calendly would be a good one for people to see
So
because I don't think people
Calendly
are familiar with it.
is a website. So you just go to Calendly.com. And what you can do is you can connect it to your own calendar. And so what it allows you to do is, so we have our Google Calendar, Jean-Luc and I, which is, this is not the right one. So let me switch it to the right one and you'll see how busy it is. So this is Jean-Luc and I's calendar on Google. And so on here, we have everything that we have to do in terms of our task, all our sessions. We have all, this is the 13th, everything we have on the 13th, everything we have on the 12th. So we have our full schedule on here and we always keep it organized because like I said, we keep things organized because our lives are so busy. We need this to keep track of everything. So because it's all in here, what we've done is in Calendly, we've set up our office hours. So we've told Calendly, Jean-Luc and I are only available to meet with people if they want to meet with us from 4 to 5, Monday to Friday, or from, I think it's noon till 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. So that's what Calendly takes. But because it's also connected to my calendar as well, it also removes those dates from this calendar availability. So for example, you see how the 12th is grayed out here. The 12th is actually available from 4 to 5, but we have a meeting already scheduled on that day. So it's not available, so people can't book us. So that whole back and forth back in the day of, oh, when are you available? When am I available? Then you should just say, oh, okay, you know what? Just take this, look at a time that works for you, and it'll book me automatically, and then we won't even have to figure it out.
And it even sets buffers in. So for example, if you notice, it says 4 or 4:30. So if someone books us for 4 and we say that's a 15-minute meeting here, it's not going to let someone book us at 4:15, right? Because it's giving us that 15 minutes in between. And you create those buffers, if I'm not mistaken, yourself. So if you only have like a 3-hour span and you're like, I only want to, like, I can only have one or two meetings within that 3-hour span. You say, I don't, I after 30 minutes, I don't want any more meetings type of deal. So, which is kind of a very, very good thing.
So those are a few tools that we use. There's a bunch of other ones. So if you think of anything that you're working on and you're doing every day, there's often something out there for you to help you. There's a new one that's out there for those who've not seen it, it's ChatGPT. If you need help, with writing and responses, writing
I
emails,
would
writing
show them that
things.
one right now really quickly.
So ChatGPT is another app that we use quite a lot. So what we use it for is to help us write posts, create hashtags. So you basically tell ChatGPT, write me a letter to my boss saying I enjoy the work I do. There. And then it's going to create a letter for you. And then you can go in and change what you need to kind of make it more personal for yourself, because obviously this is not the way I write. So then you go in and change it, but it gives you a rough outline of a nice letter for you to actually be able to. And again, this is another way of getting efficiency, right? We get so many messages, so many emails. I have to write posts all the time. And so this has allowed me now to not have to concentrate as much on what's written. I can actually use what's generated, fix it up for what I need, and then paste where I need to go, and then keep going and do other things. It's allowed me to be a
Yes.
bit more efficient.
ChatGPT is also free. And what's very cool is, let's say that letter that you just got, that ChatGPT just wrote, Nick reads it and he's like, he can simply go back into that chat bot and say, can you please rewrite this in simpler terms? Or I would like you to add more details about this, or I would like you to do this. And it will then go back, take the text that it actually wrote, and rewrite it into the way that you want it to be written. The more you use the system, again, this is artificial intelligence, everybody. So we are talking about this type of stuff that some people are like scared about and are like all worried about. And yeah, I get it. There's certain things that are scary, but if you're using it in the correct way to help you and not hinder others, there's a difference there, right? There is a huge difference.
And again, it's all about finding ways to create more time for yourself, right? And we've used other examples. So these are just, apps that we use, which Aluk and I also do different things in our lives to make sure that we have more time to be able to do things. So for example, we'll combine tasks together, like Jean-Luc said earlier, piggybacking or combining tasks. So, or we'll split tasks and one of us will do one thing and the other one will do another thing that at this instead of us both doing the same task at the same time, allows us to tackle two things in one span of time. So we sometimes do that. So say you and your husband, or you and your children or whoever are, you realize that you have to do groceries, you have to clean the house, and you have to do the cat litters. Well, instead of, the two of you doing the cat litters together, two of you doing the cleaning and then doing the groceries, you can say, okay, you go do the groceries. It takes about the same amount of time, and that's where time, knowing how much time tasks take, you can say, okay, I'm pretty sure you can do the litters and you can do the cleaning of the house, and I can do the groceries and the litters. And that's how you split up the tasks. So instead of doing it all in one linear fashion, you're splitting up the work. And what ends up happening is, say the first person who's doing the groceries comes back home and they realize, oh, I still have time. Then it can help you finish the second task. So then instead of taking, an hour and an hour and a half, you're now taking an hour and a half in total instead of 2 hours and a half for the task because you combine things together. So that's another trick is finding if you can learn how long something takes, you can then plan and anticipate how you can join things together so that they can get done in a more efficient manner.
And all of these tools and these tricks that we're offering to you, they don't always work. We're going to be very honest and 100% transparent. You can plan and do this as much as you want, and one day, guess what? The internet's going to be out and you're not going to be able to find your list. Something's going to happen where, you know what? Your plan or your routine, your plan A and B fell out the window or fell out of the car, and you didn't even foresee to have a plan C in place. That's okay. That's okay. Because sometimes those are the days where the universe is telling you something. The universe is telling you to just slow down and maybe you don't need to do anything today. Because sometimes you need to plan for those nothing days, those days where you aren't having to think about anything except for what will I eat? Because it's very important to eat. Don't get me wrong.
How will
When
I
am
be
I going to, you
active?
know? How will I be active? Or no, you don't even have to be active sometimes. Like, honestly, if there's a day where you don't feel like you need to do it, don't do it. But be okay with that decision,
But what does
right?
this do? What does this allow you? What we've shown you today allows you to go back
To do.
to do what we talked about last week.
And it
Can't
also allows you to have those nothing days.
it, that's what exactly what it does. So Jean-Luc and I, people always ask us, do you guys have downtime? Do you ever have moments through? And that was today for us. Today was actually a day that we actually relaxed. We did the groceries this morning, but we relaxed yesterday. We were planning originally to go to
The Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack in Toronto, but it was too cold. We didn't want to go out. And I had a headache all day. So we did the groceries and we came back and we decided after this session, right after this, we are actually hanging up and heading to the bedroom to go to bed early so that we can be in best shape tomorrow morning because I want to be doing step tomorrow morning. I need to do a Monday step class. And so we're right away, we're starting already plan ahead, planning what we need to do to make sure that things are efficient. And not just that, the more you plan, and I'll tell you this, everybody, the more you enjoy life. This is really what it comes down to is If you plan, yes, sometimes it takes time. Yes, sometimes it sucks having to get everything ready and figure it all out. But you know what? Sometimes when you figure it all out, it makes things go so much smoother that you get to enjoy it even more. And that's why we do what we do.
You're not as paranoid. I honestly feel like paranoia doesn't set in the same way when you have things organized and laid out for you. And I mean, everyone's going to plan differently. So don't think that whatever you do, if what you currently do isn't working for you, then change it up. That's what I'm going to say. Because if you're saying, yeah, oh, I'm an organized person, but you get nothing accomplished, maybe you're not as organized as you think you are. Or maybe you're
Or
not planning out properly.
maybe the thing is that you need more ideas of how to be more efficient. And so maybe talk about it. You know, if at a power up this week, you're sitting there and you're like, you know what, Nick, Jean-Luc, I'm trying to be more efficient, so I come up with these five tasks. Is there a way I can combine these together? And maybe the group will think of a way to combine them in a way that makes sense for you. Who knows? Like, there's so many things that you can do that you never would think of that you can actually combine to make your tasks go faster or be more efficient to make sure that things are getting done. There's so many ways you can do it, so I'm pretty sure that we can come up with something this week if we bring it up in the discussion.
One of the things is delegating tasks to other people. Just because it's on your list doesn't mean you got to do it. Other people can do some of the things that you need to do. That's planning, right? Right? Say it's so funny that we automatically assume when we put out this list, oh crap, I have so much to do. But there's other people around us that maybe need to take on some of these responsibilities for themselves, right? In order for us to have more time for ourselves. So, on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation this evening. Thank you so much for being here. Just take it from us, one day at a time, one item on the list at a time, and you'll get there in no time, I'm sure of it.
Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you all later.
See you in the
Bye.
morning.